Aujourd'hui dans l'émission Un sport, ma passion, nous recevons Yuki, qui est un passionné des MMA, un pratiquant des arts martiaux. Yuki a quitté le Japon pour venir s'installer au Canada. C'était pour voir son idole, Georges St-Pierre, DSP, connu sous le nom de DSP. Yuki l'a rencontré et a décidé de devenir un athlète de haut niveau dans cette pratique qui est le MMA. Restez avec nous pour pouvoir voir son interview intégrale. Suivez-nous.
All right, good. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. I'm here to ask you a few questions about what you do exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, because you have a passion about sports, right?
Yeah.
And I want to ask you a few questions about when did you start? Because I know you do MMA.
Yeah, like,
your name
yeah.
is Yuki, right?
Yeah.
And your background, when did you come from?
When I was 13, 12, so I started like judo, like, so because I got a booty and then, so I want to be like stronger. That's why, so I started like a judo. And then like, when I was 18, like I go to like army and then to save like, you know, make money to like, I started like MMA. So like when I was 21, like I came here, like Canada, Montreal, like to train like, with GSP and the best guy here.
So you saw GSP on TV when you were in Japan, right?
Yeah.
So then you saw GSP, and what made you decide to come to meet him? Like I think you can meet GSP, right?
Yeah.
So explain a little bit about what
When I came here, like he come back to like fight.
Yeah.
So he had an injury and he came back like that time, like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like.
Yeah. 6 years, like 2012, right?
Yeah, 12. Yeah. Then November, like I came here. Like there's a similar like today.
Yeah.
So like I watched his fight. Like you know, like very like he inspired me and everything. Like so. Just I wanted to come.
So then you decided to come. Yeah. That was 2012, right?
Yeah.
Then you came to Canada in November, right?
Yeah.
So then you saw him fighting, I guess, right?
Yeah.
He was fighting. So explain a little bit about like when you came and then you saw him on the TV or like you went to see the fight.
I just wanted to like a fight, you know, like I want to become a fighter, like a real fighter.
Yeah.
That's just like I was thinking, like if you want to be like best, so like I mean, yeah. So you should be like a best gym, right?
Yeah.
And so you need to train with the best guy, everything, like see.
So when you like you were in Japan, right?
Yeah.
So when you were in Japan, how old were you? Like around what? 12? You said 13 years old, right?
Yeah.
So then you saw him on TV and then decided to come to Canada, right?
Yeah.
So then a few years after you came in Canada.
Yeah.
And then you met him.
Yeah.
So then you start fighting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so explain a little bit about you can take a seat. Explain a little bit like about because when you were 13, what made you decide to fight?
Well, like because like when I was little, like you know, my mom is Filipino, I mix, so like my neighbor.
So
like,
your mom is Filipino mix, and then your dad is Japanese.
Yeah. So like that's why like I got a booty.
Yeah.
So like pretty much same. Like I was a fighter, like same thing. Like you know, you want to be like stronger.
Yeah.
Then there's you know, so as mental, like I want to be stronger.
Yeah.
So that's why, so I want to fight. So I want to get better as mental, like physical, everything. So. And yeah, so also when I was like a kid, like I watching the TV, so like.
So you saw GSP on TV?
Yeah. That's why. So like he inspired me. Like I want to be like that.
Inspire you?
Yeah. That's why.
And you decided to be like GSP?
Yeah. The beginning, but like now I train with him. And that's good thing.
But GSP became like. Not his friend now, but we're gonna talk a little bit later. But when you came to Canada, and then you where did you see him? Like where did you go and to meet GSP?
What?
So when you came, like you know, you decided to come to Canada, right?
Yeah.
So you moved to Japan to Canada.
Yeah.
When did you meet GSP? Where?
After 4 years, I came here.
Yeah.
So. Because he's like a big name, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
So beginning, like, look, see, like, the gym is like longer.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, like, you know, deeper, like, only train a professional. Like, so, like, here, like, I'm like an amateur.
Yeah.
So, like, I get better than, you know, the coach called me. So you should spar with the GSP, and like, so we get close friend, and
So then you start, like, sparring with the GSP.
Yeah.
Is that And then, you guys like became like a close friend, right?
Yeah.
And then you guys fight and you see each other and stuff, right? That's special. That's great. Yeah. So then, my question is like, how many days do you train like a week?
Yeah, like this is 7 days, like
seven days. So you don't rest at all, just 7 days, one day.
Yeah, day. Like a 6-7 days, like
wow.
But like, like 2 days a day, like two times a day, you know.
Two times a day.
Yeah.
So you're doing in the morning and you're doing in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, what you do, like, what's your plan for training?
Like
the body or like.
Yeah, physical conditioning.
Yeah.
And the technique. Yeah. So.
That's great. So now, did you like, my question is, have you ever like a fight, a professional fight?
Yeah, yeah.
How many fights? Like
five fights.
Five.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So can we see you like sparring?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Thank you for accepting.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay.
Comme vous avez vu, venez à peine de voir l'interview de Yuki. Passionné des mémés, maintenant, suivez-nous pour pouvoir voir son combat. Venez avec nous.